electrical engineer at the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Electricity Services, VINLEC, Rashad Smith says the introduction of the company's smart meter service, along with other future developments, will improve the delivery of electricity and enhance efficiency in the reading of meters nationwide. He says, as technology improves, VINLEC want to make things better for customers through a system-wide upgrade, which will ensure more benefits for customers.
What we're changing is the way how we're collecting the data. Currently, the meter readers have to walk up to the meter to collect the reading. When you have a smart meter installed, they can get that data remotely. The implementation will be done in two phases. So phase one is what we call AMR, automatic meter reading. We can walk by and collect the data, or use a drive-by device called the VGB, the vehicle base station, and collect the data as well. What we are transitioning is the way how we're collecting that data. So the handheld device, they have a proprietary communication link to the meters that has a range of about 1 mile. However, the vehicle base station, which is a more powerful device, that has a range of 5 to 10 miles. Currently, we take about 30 days with the existing system for the meter readers to go around. We believe that when we have a full AMR system, it should take us about a week. And ultimately, in the future, when we move to AMI, it should take us 15 minutes to read all of the meters in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Smith says the full rollout of the smart meters started recently, and the company continues to hold public consultations to ensure that Vincentians are on board every step of the way. He says there are customer service benefits for all Vincentians when the rollout of the new service is completed.
At the end of this project, there is a big customer service benefit to it. The entire project is around improving customer service. When we get to that AMI space, customers will have access to their data. So they would be able to see what's happening at their homes and be able to make better decisions in terms of energy conservation. Wow. There is a holistic approach to improving customer service, even with outage notifications. So the AMI system would have a very real-time, robust outage management system. So as the power goes out, VINLEC would know instantly. We'll be able to give you updates. We could even send you notifications when the power goes out. So there are some customer service benefits that are coming.
Smith says VINLEC is also exploring the possibility of prepaid metering, where people can pay beforehand for the electricity they want to use.
One of the things that are coming in the second phase with AMI, which is Advanced Metering Infrastructure, is prepaid metering. It would be beneficial for most of landlords. For example, you have your property and you're renting it out, and the person that you're renting to is required to pay the bill. Sometimes landlords might be faced with a high bill when the person leaves. So in some situations, prepaid metering can work as a solution where you can have a meter and you can give access to your tenant so that they could pay through that portal to top up your meter, just as you would top up your cell phone. And as I said, this is one of the features that are coming in the second phase. The final details of how it would work and all of the dynamics have not yet been decided, but it will be an option as we get to the future.
Electrical engineer at the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Electricity Services, VINLEC, Rashad Smith. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.